Oh, it is. Look at that.
We still don't know how to run the equipment.
I just saw zeros, a lot of zeros. Hey, welcome to the program. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano directly across from me. We're coming to you live on tape from the Cold Cockle Production Studios.
On tape.
Yes. Or on digital. And we almost didn't do a show today.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, late Friday, getting one done.
Yep. Tyler's got whatever that thing is where you can't speak.
Lamaze.
He's got Lamaze. Is that really what he has?
I have no idea.
This kid is killing me.
Yeah. Kids are fun killers.
Oh, my God. They're such fun killers.
Tyler, I think, is proving that.
The only good thing about a kid is... I can't even think of the thing.
The only good thing about a kid is... Yeah.
You get to meet hot moms.
No, I don't think that's a good thing. Especially if you're married to one. Which, you know, what if you are not attracted to moms at all, and then your wife becomes one,
and you got problems
immediately.
It has to happen.
Detraction.
It has to happen a lot.
What if you're not attracted to married people, and then you get married, and then you look across from you, and you're like, oh God,
you're
a wife now.
Yeah,
that would be a problem with a lot of relationships.
It's a weird threshold to cross. The getting married, and then you look at that person, and you're like,
Like, as soon as, like, you may now kiss the bride, you're like, I don't even want to.
Yeah. Because
it's official
married.
Already,
she's married.
Right? Yeah.
She's married.
As soon as she says I do, she just becomes, like, the opposite of Shallow Hal's POV. She just, like, becomes huge and ugly. Oh, that would suck. Oh, hey.
Life sucks.
Got some really bad news.
Yeah.
Penguins lost tonight.
That's fucking tragic.
It is, because you're now a Penguin fan, whether you know it or not. And anyone who cares for us in this program, they're all Penguin fans.
Okay.
Because we have a $100 bet.
Oh,
the Penguins
no.
are going to win
no.
the Stanley Cup. 30-1 shot. So if they win, that's 3 G's. Thanks to our buddy, Sergeant McAllister.
And we lost it? We lost 3 G's?
No, they just lost tonight. I mean, it's a marathon, not a race.
It's right? a 5 of 7?
Well, no. The playoffs, they're not... haven't even begun yet.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't know. I'm the world's loosest Penguins fan.
Well, now you're going to have to start paying attention because right now they're not even in the playoffs. That's kind of a problem. If the playoffs started tomorrow, they would not be invited. Yeah, but they're right on the threshold. And I'm telling you, they're turning the game around. 30-1, good odds.
Do you like...
Maybe a bit of a homer.
Do you like chubby Christina Ricci better than skinny?
Mike Carano is looking at a framed poster of Buffalo 66 that I have on my wall here in my office at my house. And I don't really care one way or the other. Have you ever seen Black Snake Moan?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
She's super sexy in that. That's the Christina Ricci that I like.
Yeah,
that's the Black Snake
Moan. That's skinny Christina Ricci.
I wonder if that's still streaming. That's a good movie.
That one's got curves.
Craig Brewer direct. I think his name's Craig Brewer. No, that's the guy, a dude that I know at camp, Craig Brewer. What's the guy's name? Brewer. Damn it. Now I got to look it up. Tyler just texted. Okay, so what's going on, Mike? What's the haps with you?
Oh, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Tyler says that he can... I don't know what Tyler's doing. We just called him right before the show began. I left him a message because it went to voicemail, and he texted me back. That's never a good sign.
Why?
I don't know. He's like on lockdown.
But how is that not a good sign?
Do you think that... Because, okay, she's like 7.5, 8 months pregnant now.
Yeah.
Do you think that they just like... They got a mirror, and she's just like legs akimbo, and they're both just like staring? They're like on watch? Like he's just staring at her vagina?
You know what?
Waiting?
It's one of those issues...
They're both just...
I don't even want to think about it. I don't know.
They're both just watching, waiting. Is something happening?
I would get a motorhome and just park in the parking lot of the hospital.
Before we get too far down the rabbit hole, because I see some people tuning out after 2 minutes of this show, you know, I feel like
is the episode that you can see that happening.
The pertinent information as far as what's happening tomorrow in light of everything that's happened. We've done a show like this before. They're not fun shows. This one's way more tragic than the last show that we did like this when my dad died. But, you know, I'm assuming that not 100% of the audience knows what's going on, Mike. So I know it's tough, but why don't you just kind of explain what's going on with you? Unless you don't want to. I mean, that's fine, too.
You're going to explain it or I'm going to explain
you
it?
You can. Or I don't know. I don't want to, you know, step on toes or... I can do it real quick. We can just get past it and go through it. I mean, you might have noticed that the song was different right there at the top. It wasn't happy. Mike's sister passed away a couple days ago in a tragic one in a billion shot with a storm and the winds and a tree, and it's fucking awful. And Mike is obviously still really fucked up about it and grieving, and I wasn't even sure if we're going to do a show tonight, But here we are. We're doing one. And tomorrow is the service, which Saturday, the February, what, 6th?
I don't know.
Let me see.
It's not really a service. It's
Saturday, February 6th.
It's the best four guys who can't organize anything could put together.
The Caranos, the male Caranos, will be at, what's the name of the park?
Kate Sessions Park in San Diego from 2 to 4.
Kate Sessions Park. I should know that, too.
In Pacific Beach.
In PB.
I'm not asking people to come.
No, I know, but if people do want to come, and especially if they're local, that they'll know where they can go. Where did the ice cream idea come from? I must
say. My sister loved ice cream, so we decided... this whole thing is a clusterfuck. I mean, it's the worst of everybody has come out. There's been a fight between there's been just a continuous like 5 or 6 way fight, and other relatives got into it and have been told to shut up, and it's just, you know,
it brings out the best of people and the worst of people.
It's all the worst, all the worst.
But it's all so fresh and so brand new still, you know. And I'm sure that there's levels of denial and anger and.
Yeah.
Everything that goes in with it. And I know that you had mentioned to me that you're concerned about the future of your family.
Yeah.
And you seem to think that...
Well, my sister... You know... She was solely responsible for my mom, solely responsible for my dad's business, all of her other things she did, which is a lot. And, you know... If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have family dinners, and who knows what's going to happen now.
Oh, well, somebody's going to have to pick up the slack.
Thanks.
And it might be you, older brother.
I don't know if it's going to be me. But
because you're the oldest. You're the oldest of four.
This is crazy, like how I can tell you without doubt that was the worst day of my life, and... it's a weird thing because on Monday was just couldn't breathe, severe depression, like nightmares all day.
It happened Sunday.
And then Tuesday was shitty. And then Wednesday I felt good. And then yesterday just woke up like sweating in a panic and I couldn't breathe. And it was just the same old thing. And
did you feel guilty for feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talked about that with my family.
Yeah.
Like we all have a lot of guilt. And,
about what? Like what could have been said, what should have been said, treatment-wise?
And frankly, people didn't treat her super good a lot of times.
Took her for granted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that falls mostly on my parents, and I think they're suffering the most. But everyone's completely has fallen apart. Like it's kind of scaring me a little bit. Like it's constantly just like breakdowns. And
it sounds like she was the matriarch of the family almost.
She was absolutely... You know, I hate when people go, oh, they were so great. They were this or that. But she was absolutely the best one in the family. The most responsible, the hardest working. She did the most. You know, I'm not trying to build up some weird legacy here, but.
For what it's worth, you never, ever said a bad word about her.
No.
To me on the show, to me in private.
Yeah.
Ever. And that says a lot because you have something bad to say about everybody.
Yeah. And it's what's even weirder is like I've been getting like. Do you know Mike Halloran?
No.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Okay. Well, he's the program director for 91X.
Oh, yes.
And he called me. He knows a lot about music.
Why did you ask him why he canceled Loveline?
He called me. Yeah, I will ask him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him tomorrow. But he called me. I've heard this from thousands of people. But
Nikki Caruana was a musician too, a very talented musician. For those of you I know, she was in a couple bands, right?
She was in probably 30 or 40.
I mean,
bands.
Right now though, like
she's in 5 or 6 and bands. She was a teacher and all that other.
Traveled the world playing drums.
Yeah,
you and I went and saw her in Laughlin.
Yeah, but that was a
very different. But
yeah,
that was the one time that I actually went to see her.
Yeah.
Do anything.
But she was cool as shit. And like Halloran called me and he goes, "Do you know this person?" I went, "Yeah, it's my sister." And he's like, "Oh my god!" And it was just this weird. He's like, because he goes, I'm obsessed with the story. He goes, it's because it's worldwide. It's like blown up. And he goes, my wife and I spent an hour reading articles about her and watching news stories about her.
Were you bummed that like he didn't come across your name in any of those articles?
I'm not my mom. Who for her first question was, did they mention me?
Nikki Caruana, brother Mike Caruana of a very famous podcast. No.
But he goes, that would be funny. I did get omitted on a couple of them, but I didn't read that many of them. I finally buckled down and watched one of the news broadcasts.
I watched the one that you sent me a link to.
Yeah, and it was nice.
And that the guy, the anchor in the studio mispronounced her name, but the guy on scene said her name right numerous times. Yeah.
Oh, that's a different one then.
Corona.
I didn't see that one.
Corona. You get a Corona. You get Corona a lot.
Yeah.
Corona.
The one I saw, the anchor got it right, and there was no one on the street, but they showed the memorial, and they showed like all the flowers and stuff.
Yeah, they showed the flowers on this one.
Yeah. They probably had the same footage. I don't know.
So this park is like by where she lived and by her family. And
yeah. Now we're going to meet at the tree.
Is there any kind of discussion about, I'm assuming that street is just lined with these massive trees that could come down.
No, that's the only, I swear to God. That's
that was the only tree?
Swear to God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was, I went there the other night by myself.
Right.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, you were telling me that, and you were saying that it was weird that you went there, and I don't think so. I mean, I keep putting myself in your position, for better or for worse, and imagining that it happened to my sister, Ashley, who's been on this show, and as soon as I even start to get to the point where I'm almost tricking myself into believing that it's true, I just get off it because it's so fucking awful. I feel so bad for you and your family.
It was
so terrible. But, like, I mean, also there's that moment that you must be paying attention to way more than normal, which is life is so fucking precious.
Yeah, I hope so.
It could be just gone in a flash without any warning at all.
I'm definitely going to be different after this.
Oh, it'll change you
forever.
For sure.
And I'm going to cut down every fucking tree on this planet.
that is something that has come to mind a few times for me, though, because it's like windy right now. Today it was windy. Santa Ana's. Is every time there's wind, is it going to be a... Do you think?
I don't know.
Or you don't know?
I don't know. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm that... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't... It was...
Like, you should never move to Chicago if that's the case.
Yeah.
It's the windy city.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to move there to get away from the pain.
No.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how I'm going to feel next week. I don't, I really don't know what's get, you know.
Wait, Wednesday, I talked to you Wednesday on the phone, and you were very emotional a couple of times, so don't feel bad for feeling okay that day.
No, and Wednesday I felt good.
All right, but I talked to you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
For like 20 minutes probably.
Yeah.
And you had a couple breakdowns.
Yeah. I'm having breakdowns all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's like expected.
Constantly.
You're supposed to. I mean, I did for my goddamn dad, and he was 84 years old. You know what I mean? I had breakdowns for months.
So
you're supposed to.
I got to say, though, I think I told you this too, but I've always discounted Facebook and thought it was stupid. Like when people post, oh, my brother is this, my brother died. And I was like, okay, enough. Enough about your brother. Well, I wasn't that cold about it, but I just went, are you going to post about him every day?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, I look at my sister's Facebook page, and it's super comforting.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. I want to know how that would strike you.
Yeah, it was hard. Like, watching the news thing was kind of chilling.
Yeah.
And I can't watch it because I'm just sobbing the whole time.
And they're so detached because they don't know the person. I thought that the one that I watched, the guy actually, because I was noticing it, because we're all very callous, especially when we live in this society.
Yeah.
We live in a big city. We hear about tragedy on the news all the time, every single day.
Yes.
And I'm flipping about it. I make comments. Yep. I make really inappropriate, mean-spirited comments just to myself or to the wife if she's in the room, because that's the only way you can deal with it. I mean, you got to, you know, remove yourself. Those aren't real people. But when I was watching the one about your sister, I was thinking about it. You know, this is a real person. This is Mike Carano's sister. And I was watching for the guy and how he was actually delivering it. And the one that I saw, the guy was actually really heartfelt. And you could tell that he was...
I didn't know
her, but...
Yeah, I sent the woman who did one of the articles a note and said, thanks for the sweet article. It was comforting. And she...
Want me to get the name of the anchor who mispronounced her name so you can call her a cunt?
She wrote me back and she was like, I can't stop thinking about it. She goes, I've been like totally shaken up. And I was like, I don't know what, I don't know why that's comforting.
No, it's comforting to know the strangers.
Everyone to be sad.
No, yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to be alone in this, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
On your Twitter.
Yeah.
You made you posted a picture.
Yeah.
A white Mercedes.
Yeah.
It was with a vanity plate that said Persian.
Yes.
I think you said like big surprise or shocking or something like that. Was that after?
No.
I think it comes up as after.
No fucking way, because I haven't said anything about anything.
All right. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was after.
No, I would hope it'd be after too,
I don't think you're in danger of this, but I don't want this to change your perspective on everything, and everything becomes precious. You know what I mean?
Might be too late.
For no, me. Fuck you.
I'm driving. No. I drove by two accidents today, and both times my heart started racing, and I was just
instead of angry about traffic,
filled with like, oh no, oh shit, I hope that person's. I swear to God, I was like, oh God, I hope that person's all right.
No, Mikey.
Like, I saw a woman fall down. I ran to her as fast as I could. Not even kidding.
Well, you would have done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
After you took a picture and posted it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 And then said, I just tripped this old lady. Ha, ha, ha.
There's time. There's plenty. You're still, and obviously, this is still brand new. So it hasn't even been seven. It's been 5 days.
I know. It's weird because like on Tuesday, I was telling somebody, I go, I'm not one bit better. I go, I'm fucked up and I'm not one bit better. She goes, it just happened like 30 hours ago. And I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, good point.
I hate to say it, but you're not supposed to be better and you're supposed to feel like shit for a while, Mike.
Yeah, it's...
You know what I mean?
You know, it's shit, that's for sure.
I know what was somewhat comforting for me, and, you know, my dad was the biggest one, but I've lost a lot of people. And when I feel like shit and it really, really hurts, I think, you know, this is like an honor for them. You know what I mean? Like, if they knew that I was feeling this grief and this loss for them.
Sounds so...
No, but, you know, that's like the one good thing that comes out of it. Like, my pain is like proof of how much I care about that person. Everyone's pain is proof of... how much that person meant, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? If they could look down, were you going to say it sounds so self-centered and narcissistic?
My sister should be lucky to know how much.
No,
I'm suffering.
No. That's not what I mean at all. Like she would be comforted in knowing just how much, because you can regret all day. You can regret that you took it, that you took advantage of her, or that you took her for granted, is what I meant to say, or any of that stuff. But that's not going to help anything. And this pain that you're feeling wipes all that out. You know what I mean? Because it's saying everything you couldn't say.
I wonder, you know, how personal should we be on podcasts? Because, like, when I got the call on Sunday afternoon, like, I just went into, like, a fog. Like, just like a robot.
Who called you?
My brother.
How was that?
I couldn't understand him because he was, couldn't breathe.
You just knew something bad was happening.
Absolutely.
Did you guess a few things before you could figure it out?
Yeah. And then he was like, a tree fell on Nikki's car and she has to be dead because it's squished. And him and my dad were there for 2.5 hours.
He was at the scene when he called you.
Yeah. He goes, and he's just like sobbing and he's like, couldn't breathe. And he's like hysterical. And
so she didn't show up to band practice and then.
Yes. No, she was doing at a gig.
At a gig. She didn't show up. She's never missed a gig.
Yeah.
And your dad and your brother went searching for her, like traced her, like where she would have gone.
Yes.
And they came across this scene.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then they stayed there the whole time while I was driving down trying to get there. And then he called me right when I was getting into San Diego and said she's dead and they put her in a bag. Sorry.
Yeah. No, dude. Now, tomorrow, you're going to have pictures and stuff of her, right?
Yes.
Because it's probably going to be the closest thing you're going to have to like a funeral. It'd be like a Nikki-style funeral.
Yeah.
Something she would do.
He didn't prepare anything.
Yeah.
Didn't bring anything.
No, you prepared. Shut up.
We didn't prepare anything.
I know you're going through pictures. You've been doing stuff.
Oh, no. I'm bringing some pictures, but we brought like...
I'm going to bring ice cream.
We have like 10 gallons of ice cream.
I thought you said 5. I was worried. Five's not enough.
I think we have... I actually think we have 3 5-gallon containers because somebody said, why don't we just sit behind a table and serve everyone ice cream?
Uh-huh. Are you going to force everyone to eat ice cream if they're lactose intolerant?
I'm not
going
to force anyone to do anything.
Do it for Nikki!
But then I had a great idea to sprinkle her ashes on the ice cream, to which nobody thought was even funny in the least.
No, that's not funny, Michael. Are you going to?
I am.
Let me know which one, okay?
When I was driving to San Diego, I started recording. And just because I needed to vent, and I don't think I can upload it because it's me hysterical.
Yeah, don't.
Like sobbing.
Yeah,
sobbing.
That's almost, what do you call it when you have sex in public?
Good times.
No, when you, it's like voyeuristic, but it's not voyeuristic. It's exhibitionist. It's almost, you know what? That's like yours. You can keep that.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it. I just felt like I needed to talk, and it was just, you know. God damn, that was so... I can't even... There is no way to describe the that drive was just like I just was teetering on the edge of vomiting the whole time.
Was
the
it
whole,
traffic?
Yeah.
Make things worse.
You know, and I was just sitting there going, okay, it's going to take me 2.5 hours to get there, and I'm going to get there and find out my sister's dead or
were you calling her phone or anything?
No.
I would have. I don't know. I'd be freaking out. I'd probably be bugging my dad and my brother. I'd be calling them. Because you're panicked. You don't know what to do. You're desperate. You know what I mean?
It was panic times 100. It was just like frozen, like just slow motion.
Right.
And God damn, I got to get off of Sunday.
Yeah, don't talk about. I was going to swing it back to how open you're supposed to be on shows like this and that.
Yeah,
and that.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to try to come to some conclusions and do like 20 minutes of me talking about it and then play that. And then I just went, I don't know, is this too
I mean, if you think it would do something good for you, I don't think it's going to do anything good for the listener.
No, it's fucking it's horrible.
Maybe if you hear some new, now you can do something like provocateur with it. I don't know. Maybe there's some, I wouldn't erase it, but like Werner said in Grizzly Man, I don't think that it should see the light of day.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's yours.
Because at least now I can talk about, I mean...
The reason I asked if you called her is I lost a very good friend suddenly. He died tragically. He was very young. And I remember I was drinking like 3 nights after it happened, and I was still like, you know, very, very upset. And I remember drunk dialing him and leaving a message on his phone, crying and yelling at him. It was awful. I think I talked about it on the show because I was pissed at him because it was his fault. But yeah, we're not really equipped to deal with this kind of stuff.
No, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How do families, when all the kids die, like just go on? Because I thought for sure I was going to die Sunday night. I was just like laying there going, I will not be waking up because it's like every part of my body hurt.
So you went all the way down to San Diego and then you came back?
I've been down every day.
Yeah.
Except for that one day we went to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went back to that mall today.
Dead mall. Yeah.
Dead mall's great.
Can we just call it Empty Mall from now on?
Okay. Empty Mall. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go back there too.
Empty Mall's sweet. There's a mall out here, and it's like there's one business open for every 10 empty shops.
It's sweet to us, but to all the business owners, and
not so sweet.
It's a mall that's
McDonald's gonna make it there.
Almost,
McDonald's closed.
Almost literally empty, because I think we saw a total of maybe 5 people in there.
We should bring cigars in there and smoke and see how long.
See
it
if
takes.
They kick us out.
Yeah,
just walk right in the middle of the mall. Cigars on skateboards.
Yeah,
no one kicks us out. Break all the rules. Open container.
Well, Mike, I hate to say this to you, but you have, you know, this is going to hurt you forever, and it's going to be really painful for a while, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that, you know, people in the program and stuff are supportive too, right?
Unbelievably.
Can you imagine if this, you know, something like this? I just said we're not equipped for this, but I think you're way more equipped than you would have been when you were still drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I know
no.
You're more equipped than I am because of your sobriety. That's true. I would just lean on the booze heavy, you know, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, I heard we had a meeting with a grief counselor today, and
what's that like?
It wasn't very productive.
No,
because it turned
the whole family.
Yeah, and my dad immediately got up and walked to another room and stood in the kitchen, and then he tried to talk, and my mom wouldn't shut up about how my sister's playing tricks on her, moving her keys around, and all this stuff.
That's how she deals with it.
Yeah, and then. You forget, you know, because my cousin was there and she was just sobbing hysterically, talking about how important Nikki was to her. And, you know, she was like her hero, and her kids think Nikki's get more excited for Nikki than anyone else coming over. And it was just like, oh, I forgot other people are affected.
Yeah. A lot of other people.
Yeah.
A lot.
And there's a couple of, there's been almost no negatives. There's been like 2 or 3 people that posted, oh, here's my last album that Nikki played drums on here, and it's an iTunes link. And I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
To buy?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then some guy who was just like a stalker was posting, we just want to thank you for all your kind comments. It means a lot. And I asked my brother, who the fuck is that? And he's like, he's some stalker that's like been in love with Nikki for like 15 years.
Thanking everyone
and then some other guy goes, I started a GoFundMe account in the name of your sister. And I went, what are you talking about?
For what?
And he goes, well, I'm going to give you the money to do whatever you want with it. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You can't go. I can't go, oh, I'm raising money for David Bowie's kids.
Yeah.
Give me your credit card. Like, what kind of fucking scam is that?
People, man.
I'm surprised I'm talking about this.
Have you talked about it much?
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop all day, every day with somebody who's calling.
Right.
And frankly, I'm just exhausted. I mean, I'm all cried out. I'm exhausted. I mean, I look at her Facebook page like two or three times a day and I start crying every time then, but then I close it and I feel a little bit better. And then,
that's great that you have that. At least there's something you know that you can lean on.
Yeah.
For comfort.
Yeah. And it's nice reading about all the stuff she did and how much people liked her and listening to other people talk about her. And, you know, and people are calling me that I haven't talked to in a long time. And they're like, yeah, I mean, it's nice hearing this stuff, you know, cause people are saying like, they can't believe like the outpouring of people saying, I can't go to work because of this. And they're like, they're not even her relatives. And I'm like, I wasn't going to go to work anyway. Fuck them.
People at work being cool. Everyone's doing what they should be doing, telling you to, you know, do what you need to do, that kind of thing.
No.
No?
No, it's, you know, it's...
I know you're grieving, but we need these pictures.
No.
Okay.
I did have somebody try to do that, and I went, I'm sorry, I got a family emergency. And she's like, well, you told me by Monday. My sister got killed Sunday night, and I'm not doing it. And I was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, yeah, that's cheesy, playing that card.
Yeah.
But
how often do you get to do that, though?
I'm going to do it a lot now.
Yeah.
No.
You're just that guy.
I got a free haircut.
Doesn't look like
it. I know. I went in there, and she goes, what do you want? And I go, I just want it trimmed. And she goes... Like, what do you mean? I go,
did you really?
I go, don't. I swear to God, I said, I don't even want to look any different. I go, it's just bugging me.
Hey, I commented. I said, your hair looks good when you came over.
That was weird. I thought about that in the bathroom. I was like, hmm.
It looked better because it was getting a little bit out of control there. But you told her that your sister died and you got a freak haircut.
I wasn't trying to tell her. She's like, how you doing? I went, I'm all right. She's like, why aren't you doing good? And I'm like, it's a tough week.
Christ almighty.
Why is it a tough week? I'm like, I shouldn't talk about it because I'm just going to start crying. She's like, are you serious?
Like, oh, she's one of those.
Yeah. And she goes, you don't want to tell me what happened? I went,
oh, Christ.
My sister got killed by a big tree.
Oh, my God.
And then,
she asked for it.
Yeah.
Was she like a haircut therapist?
No, but then she, when I went up to pay, the guy's like, it's on the house.
I don't know why, but I really want.
And I think I tipped her as much as the haircut cost. So it didn't really, it was kind of a wash.
Zero? You tipped her zero?
No, I tipped her.
What it should have cost.
I think I left her 20. But
I don't know why, but I want them, the guy at the counter and her, to somehow see you do something like that somewhere else like 6 months from now and think that that's just your thing.
Yeah.
Like that's your scam.
Yeah.
Oh, you know there's people out there.
Just going to walk up to the counter at Vons with my case of water.
You know why I'm buying these waters?
Yeah, because I'm dehydrated, because I'm crying so much.
You could have avoided that. That was my least favorite part, other than the grieving, with the dad thing, was telling people. I had to tell them. You know what I mean? I hate it.
And
you're going to be dealing with that probably a year, 2 years from now.
No, because it's because I'll be back on track, and I won't be this.
But you're going to have to deal with the break in the news. You're going to see somebody who you haven't seen in a long, long time. Like maybe you run into somebody from the cult, and they're like, "Hey, how's Nikki doing?" You know what I mean?
I walked into the office of Brea.
He was in the cult with you, right?
Yeah. I don't know what day it was this week, but I walked in the office and the girl goes, what's wrong with you? You're not your usual talkative self. And I went, and she's like, what's wrong? And I did not say anything and just started fucking sobbing. Like just,
that'll teach her.
You know, and I was like, I couldn't stop it.
Did she console you at all? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
She's like, what's wrong? My car's out of warranty. A hypersensitive guy.
I'm gonna
I'm sorry I'm not talking about it that much, but
you're not supposed to. You're talking about it plenty. What are you talking about? That's all you're talking about.
I feel like I'm so talked out. Like I've been talking all day, every night, like for hours and hours and hours. And
I don't feel bad for people, Mike. I don't think I've ever felt bad for you. I've been like, oh, that sucks for Mike a few times. But like, I really genuinely, I just want to give you a big hug. And I've been thinking about you nonstop. And I know a lot of the listeners have too. And I think that it's,
for the sake of the show and the sake of our
audience and our listeners, I think it would be nice for them to hear your voice here and hear that you're holding up, you know, you're obviously fragile.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm dreading what comes in the future.
Like what? The family thing?
The family thing. How I'm going to deal with this. Like, I don't know if you had I'm laying in bed and I start thinking about the accident and I start picturing it and then I start thinking about her and then I'm just, you know, in this fucking like drain of just pain, like just imagining like what if she was trapped and she was still alive and, you know.
Yeah. No, that's obviously your mind is going to get there and go there.
Yeah. A woman from the city said all the firefighters had to go to grieving counseling. She said they were super shaken up. But,
well, have you talked to like a professional about this? Cause it sounds like maybe
we started to today. She came up. That's why
sounds
I went
like
down
group,
today.
Though. It sounds like maybe you should talk to somebody on your own.
I'm going to, cause I can't.
You probably should have before all this anyways, right?
Yeah. I have to, because like, this isn't like something I can totally, I'm handling it pretty well. Actually,
I think you're doing fantastic, but I think that it's a slippery slope and that you should definitely use this as an opportunity to check in with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe get that going like on a regular basis. I know I should. And
yeah. We should just have someone on the show. We should just say we want to have him on the show as a guest and then we can use him
every
as a
week?
Therapist.
Every week.
Like
yeah.
15 minutes at the end.
Yeah.
I can't sleep.
He just gives his plugs or her plugs and we move on.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. That could be a fourth or fifth podcast for you.
It'd be fifth. I could tell you, Mike, that you're doing amazingly well. If I, you know, saw this on a chart and I saw this was coming for you, I'd be very, very concerned. I would have no idea how you would deal with it. And I'm very impressed with
the
way you've dealt
with it. Yeah, thank you.
Because we've been in contact a few times. I went out with you a couple of days ago. I'm seeing you now. And you're doing better than I think I could do.
I think I'm still kind of shocked.
Yeah.
And I know, like, after Sunday, I don't think like that was so traumatic. Like the whole from Sunday, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till the morning time, it was just pure pain, like no breather.
Right.
Like I just stayed up all night and then at 6:30, I got up and I went like a robot and sat in front of my computer and did some work till like 10. And, it's just like a robot. I drove to work and printed some stuff and then drove home and
just kind of like flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, everything was like a, you know, just quiet. It was, it's bizarre. It's not bizarre. It's fucking.
Well, you're going through something that millions of people have gone through, but millions of people never will too. You know what I mean? So it is unique in a sense, but it's not so unique that.
I know.
No, but what I'm saying is like you're not alone in this. And this, yeah. I mean, back in the frontier days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trees took out a lot of people. The frontier days.
Really? You don't think it was other things like disease and
everything.
Wolves?
Everything. Wolves. Wolves.
Look out for that tree, Ma. Oh damn. There's a big tree.
I didn't mean trees necessarily, like I did. Yeah. Shit.
I'll say.
Yeah. But you're impressing me is what I was saying, and you need to go home and get some sleep because you got a big day tomorrow of serving ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally prepared to give up on this whole thing.
What do you mean?
Just tomorrow? I'm not serving ice cream.
So I was starting to say about the and I'm not trying to be counselor here at all, but I'm seeing it from an outside point of view a little bit, right? And I know that you're worried too that your family's going to implode and you're not going to like.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern because I can't imagine like because they're really fucked.
Right, but you have some say in that. I would think that you have some control in that.
I don't know who has. Oh yeah, I think you're right about that, but I think it's just the worst of everybody came out this week.
Right.
In this, everyone wanted things to go their way and everyone wanted this to happen and that to happen. And my dad just started making moves you know, and some of them are not logical, like starting destroying her stuff. And then my mom,
God, that sounds so much like
my mom was like, change the obituary. I don't want AA in there.
Oh, was she in the program? I didn't know that.
Yeah, 12 years.
I didn't know that.
But my mom was like, I don't want that in there. I don't want this in there. And I was like, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. She was proud of it. And my mom's like, well, it doesn't look good. And I was like, you know, who the fuck are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go off on her right now. But it's been a lot of tension. And we all agreed no one's going to talk. We're not going to have all these fucking bands playing and stuff, which was the original idea. And we all agreed.
Probably noise complaints.
No one's going to talk. We're just going to meet people, hang out, eat ice cream. And then my brother David just goes, I don't care. I'm bringing a PA. I'm talking. And my dad just kind of went, I don't care either. Like, no one, everyone's going into it with a fight. It's going
to
be.
Everyone's pissed. I mean, everyone's pissed that they got to do this thing tomorrow because they shouldn't have to do this thing because this thing is so fucking tragic. So yeah, I would expect them all to be pissed.
But
do you think you're capable of being like the calm?
I have been, and
because you know things going to be different forever.
Yeah,
but they don't have to be non-existent or awful.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm talking about your family, right?
You know it's I was wondering like what, like I wonder what the best. I wonder if it's. I know what the woman said today, but because I asked her, I go, is it better for us to like hide all of her stuff or leave it out?
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, like, cause like it, right, the memories,
like my dad can't get away from it. Cause her stuff, she ran his business.
Right.
So her stuff's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
So we don't even know what's going to happen with that. You know, that side of it.
So what did she say?
She goes, oh, it's different for everybody. I'm like, that's not the answer I'm looking for.
It's true,
know,
though.
Like,
I think it'd be good for you to have it out if you have that kind of reaction to her Facebook. I would think that seeing her stuff would be comforting to you.
Yeah. But I mean,
but not for your dad.
You know, like the initial first day responses were insane for a while. Like my brother's calling me going, we're all going to get tattoos. And I was like, I'm not. Yeah you are. We're all doing it. What you have it? No choice. I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm not getting a tattoo. She had bats flying across her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we're all getting bats. And I'm like, I'm not getting a bat because people think it's Batman. I'm not getting a bat.
Did they get tattoos?
No, that was the initial response was. Okay.
They didn't, though? They didn't fall through?
He says he's going to. He's going to do he's going to do like some kind of a show with all the local bands and stuff in San Diego, too, like in a month. But
that'd be good.
Yeah.
Three of the four of you guys are musicians?
Everyone is.
All four.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys become the Corona Four?
Yeah, we did that one gig. Never
did
again.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, yeah.
When?
Long, long time ago.
The Corona Four? Did you guys call yourselves Corona Four?
I don't know what we called ourselves.
You didn't know?
We called ourselves the I Hate You.
What?
Because it was the, it was
horrible. Oh, because you guys were all like fighting?
Oh.
The worst. A lot of in-band
the
fighting?
The worst.
Who sang?
I don't remember what we did. It was for my grandparents' 50th anniversary.
Did you guys, like,
my dad goes, you guys are all playing. And we're like, no, we're not. And he goes, you have no choice. You're playing their 50th anniversary. And so we just worked up a bunch of songs.
Was it like in a public venue?
Yeah.
Did you guys like do synchronized dancing and stuff?
No, we're not the Jackson 5.
Well, that's what I was going after.
No, we played a
was
bunch
there a tambourine?
Of songs. No, we played a bunch of songs and everyone just switched off instruments.
Was it like the Brady Bunch when they did a song together?
It wasn't that good.
No? Is there video of this that lives anywhere?
God, I hope not.
Oh, I want to see this badly, Mike. How old were you?
It was my grandparents' 50th, so it's probably 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
I want to see that badly. Was your hair long?
I don't remember.
Was it metal days?
Don't.
Metal probably, Mike days?
Probably. I don't remember. I just remember my dad forced us to do it, and it was horrific. But my sister and my brother played in dozens of bands together.
Yeah.
She played on a lot of records and stuff.
And so. I read some quotes of various people that knew her, and I think one was she was the best drummer that the guy had ever heard play live. That's what he said.
Hmm.
She's the drummer on Happy, the song that normally opens the show. And is she the one you're talking to in the song when you're like, keep it going?
Yeah,
that's
because she was looking at me like, should I do that? Start over?
And you're like, no, keep it going.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Did you know that story already?
No. I just assumed that because I knew that it was her, you and her made the song.
Yeah.
And I was assuming it was you talking to her off the cuff and you left it in.
Yeah. It was like a good mistake in the song that.
Well, I'm never going to be one of those people that says everything happens for a reason. There's no way that this fucking happened for a reason. This is something god awful. This is something horrible and something tragic. And
I'm sorry. I'm not that clear when I'm talking about this because I have definite strong opinions and ideas about this, but I can't enunciate them right now. But that, and it's just life is unfair.
It's totally unfair.
And you can't, like, I've been struggling to try to find some good in this, and I did find some.
Mm-hmm.
It's loose.
What is it?
Well, I think I'm driving a little safer, and I think other people might drive a little safer, and I think maybe we'll appreciate people around us more.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. And maybe somebody will do something nice for somebody else. Will be thinking about her. And, you know, so there's some good going out there. And she wasn't driving unsafe.
No. There's nothing she could Because
all
done.
The cars around her. Like,
was there anyone that was on the phone with her or anything like that?
No.
Before no. she left? Or
No, but...
Thank God. Because that's what I would do. Like, if I was talking...
I met the guy who was first on scene
yeah.
by accident.
How?
Yeah.
When you got there? He was still there?
I walked into a liquor store. It was right near a liquor store uh-huh. and that I've been going to since the 80s. And I know everyone who works there. And I walked in and everyone started crying. And I was like, And then one of the guys goes, he was the first guy on the scene. He was walking to work and the wind of the tree like blew his back. And he tried to get your sister out and he couldn't get near her and couldn't get near the car. And then a woman sent me a letter and said, my son and, or my two sons were the first two, responders to get there. And they just wanted you to know there was nothing that anyone could have done. And,
as far as those horrible thoughts that are creeping into your head, I saw the tree. I saw the car. Mike, you saw it.
I mean,
everything happened instantly. Yeah. It was lights out. She never even saw the tree coming. There was never even any fear. It was just done.
That's what I'm hoping.
Like, she had no idea.
I'm still having, like, thoughts. Like, she's stuck in there, can't breathe, and she's alive. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, I'm like, it's fucked, man. Fucked.
And I would think that, I don't know about for you, but I know that just when something like this happens for me, and it's happened just over the last week, it's really made me stop and think numerous times throughout the day about how goddamn precious life really mm-hmm. is, and how
I hope it sticks.
We all take it for granted.
Yeah, we take people for granted. We take the whole thing.
But every step you take, everything you do, you're gonna go out front right now. You know, you're gonna look up at the star. I mean, everything you do, is.
But it's also a weird thing because you're forced to realize how self important people think they are.
Oh yeah, but you can that'll just make you more angry.
Because, like, I mean, I'm crushed, and I'm.
I was the day that it happened before I found out about Nikki. I was actually letting myself have really bad thoughts. I was sitting in traffic and I was thinking about the hordes of people who waste their lives, who are sitting in front of a TV. They might be obese, or they might just let themselves go and they're just wearing sweats and they're just watching, like, you know, bad daytime TV. They're just taking up fucking oxygen. Yeah. They're not doing anything. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They don't even try. And all these people that die every day. I was thinking about this on Sunday just randomly. And all these people that love life and do all these things that die prematurely, how fucking awful it is. But what good does that do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life is not fair.
But
it's never going to be fair.
Like, I think the amount of pain and how it felt like my whole body was being crushed on Sunday. And
You never felt that before?
No.
Like the painful depression?
I've had close friends.
You've had twinges of it.
I've had close friends kill themselves. This isn't depression.
Right.
This is pain. Like, this was.
Sorrow?
The deepest. All entrenching, like washing through my whole body, total sorrow.
Yeah.
And it was just, it wasn't depression. It was just the most intense, like I get where heartbreak comes from, like the saying, because my chest hurt, like sharp, like pain. And it wasn't just my chest. It was my teeth, my eyes, my head,
your
my hands,
hurt.
Everything hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is unfair, thinking that or feeling that. And then you realize every day every minute probably somebody dies or gets killed. And and I don't think this is no it could have been so much worse. Like if a drunk driver would have hit her.
Oh, my God.
Or somebody would have attacked her.
Right.
Or a random shooting, like you think.
It's like a villainous.
Yeah.
Villainless.
Because I told the woman today, and I wasn't joking, and I go, we are lucky that it was somebody didn't do this to her, because,
you know, this is going to give you a newfound perspective. Like when you're watching like court cases, or you hear about a family yeah. that's like, I got a, like their daughter gets victimized by
Anderson,
a killer.
I made it crystal clear. And this is,
cause I can't imagine what that,
you know how we are. And, I said, I am just relieved that it wasn't a person that did this to her, cause I would spend the rest of my life hunting them down.
Right.
And my dad would have done the same thing. Both my brothers were like, yeah, our lives would be over.
It'd probably already be done. Because I got to, whichever Carano got to
yeah.
him, got to him first.
Oh, yeah. No, so we...
Is it sexist that I said got to him first, just assuming that it was a,
it was,
it would have been a man?
It's probably a dude.
Probably a dude, right? But would women get mad? Like, why you got to say it's got to be a he? It could be a girl.
I don't think they would even think okay. it. Because okay. I call women you guys all the time. Mm-hmm. I you say, hey, you guys want to go over here? Want to go over there?
Yeah, I do
that's
that.
That's a bad example.
But sometimes I think that maybe they like it when you call them guys. Because it's like,
is
puts them on
the guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I always back it up with, because you have cocks. Hey, you guys. Because I can see a mustache coming in.
Michael. All right. Best of luck tomorrow. Please let me know
Thank
if
you.
There's anything I can do. Dude, I don't want to sound cheesy, but you're fucking acting heroic. You really are. You're doing everything that you need to be
Just
doing.
Just tired.
You're really impressing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know if this is a bad thing or a backhanded compliment, but I would have never guessed that you would be this strong. And I know you're still in shock, but you're impressive, man. And my heart really
Thank
goes
you,
out to you.
But I really think I'm just exhausted. I'm dealing with it. I mean, it, you know.
And you know,
Monday,
you know, you got a lot of people that care for
Sunday
you.
Sunday and Monday is a different story. If you were to talk to me then, I couldn't have done it.
Ah.
And this Sunday is going to be tough. And then,
why? What's going on this Sunday?
Well, I'll just think about it.
Well, it's going to be different too, because it's going to be like, now that her thing tomorrow is behind you, Sunday's going to be a whole other day.
I hope.
But you have the Super Bowl to distract you.
Yeah, I'm really not up for the Super Bowl.
Are you going to go to that party that you go to?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Oh, wait. You know what?
But I'll see her tomorrow, and I'm going to have to tell her I'm not going to the party.
I think she'll be okay with that, Mike. You look concerned.
I just don't want to go stand around a room with a bunch of people having fun.
I don't blame you. It might be a good distraction, though. The last thing you want to do, what people a lot of times will do in your position, I've seen it happen, is they take like 2 weeks off of work and they just sit home and ruminate. And
yeah.
It's the worst thing you can do. You want to stay busy.
I'm realizing
you don't want
that.
To distract yourself, but you want to stay busy. Maybe
yeah.
get a Disneyland pass again. Maybe you and I
yeah.
can meet over there.
I keep going home and going to bed like throughout the day, but I can't sleep. So
it's
I
not,
just,
yeah.
I know.
You're just there with your thoughts. Probably not good.
It's much better to get out.
I know who you are and how you are, so I know that this is probably an issue, but your show that's coming up, is that still a go?
No.
You canceled it?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah.
Have you let everyone know?
I did.
Because I know
now,
you.
Now
what I'm saying is I know you, and you probably don't even want to talk about it or mention it, but that's not fair to the people that wanted to go, that were planning on going, and don't feel like you're self-serving by continuing and doing that show. There's no reason for you to cancel the show unless you can't logistically. Mike was planning on doing another musical show, which he did in December at the Improv, and you got to talk about it one way or the other.
I don't know if I could do it.
Because it was set up for...
This next Friday.
A week from tonight, yeah?
Maybe if that date's still open, I'll rebook it on Monday.
Monday? Why Monday?
Because the booker's out till Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you got to let people know, too, that bought tickets, right?
The club probably let them know.
Okay. Oh, you already let the club know?
I canceled it immediately.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Fucker. All right. Well, I want to go to your next one.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think you should
I'm
going to
do it.
Often,
I'm going to do it.
More often than not.
I was afraid. Well, I was going to keep that date and just go up there and talk about my sister for an hour. And I just thought that's going to be weird.
Yeah. That'd be really weird. That'd be strange.
Yeah. But I was going to try to do it in a good way.
In a good way?
Yeah. But wasn't going to be like, and here's another picture of her when she's a little kid. It wasn't going to be that at all. It was going to be what I've learned since she got killed.
Well, that's a ballsy idea, considering you haven't learned much at all at that point that you came up with that idea, right?
Well, I figured that's why I started recording when I was driving down there. I thought this is going to be my learning what happens when the best person in your family gets suddenly killed.
You still doing your movie?
What?
Your last year before you're 50, how to get your life in order?
49 to 50?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Lost interest.
I feel like you definitely have a story thread.
Yeah, it feels like exploit.
No, exploitative. No, it's when you set out to do it, it was supposed to be about your life, 49 to 50, and everything that happens in it. And you don't exclude things because you think it's exploitive.
I recorded a bunch of stuff. I have a lot of video clips, but then I went like a month without anything, and then another month. And
it is weird though, because then like if it did become something, you'd think, well, is it because of the nature of what happened? But that's the risk you take when you set out to do something like that.
Well, I also did this other thing that didn't really want to talk about, but I you know how NPR has those tiny desk concerts?
No.
Okay, NPR does this thing called Tiny Desk Concert.
Is it like little miniature people get on your desk and play the songs?
Yeah, and they all play mandolins, like little miniature music. I'm an elf from the old country.
What is it?
They do Tiny Desk Concerts where somebody will come in and totally unplugged sing songs.
At your cubicle?
Like that.
Uh-huh.
It is at a cubicle,
uh-huh.
But all the people in the office come around and watch.
That'd be super uncomfortable.
And they did...
Can you like just spring this on someone unsuspecting?
No, they're big. They're professionals.
No, but whose cubicle is it?
It's NPR. It's
office. Oh, it's in the office.
Yeah, and they did a bunch of them, and they were called Tiny Desk Concerts.
Sounds very hipster.
And the reason I became aware of it was because
Ira Glass.
Somebody sent me a link to Tom Jones doing one.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was fucking the best. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then somebody sent me a link recently, a month ago, there's a contest. You can enter and go do a Tiny Desk Concert. And I'm like, not a professional. I'm not doing that. And then I decided I will do it.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, I sat down, went and bought some lights at Home Depot, strung them up, sat down, did a couple different songs a couple times, got tired and thought, okay, because the deadline was Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm dragging this story out. I basically recorded a song for the Tiny Desk Concert.
Yep.
Sunday night, I was going to do another take.
Mm-hmm. Stuff happened.
Right. And then Monday morning, and the video is just sitting there, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Is it weird to upload it now?
Why?
I did. I uploaded it.
Yeah.
I uploaded it.
Okay.
But it was, I felt like I had to do something to keep moving and not just... How did this come up? What were we talking about?
We were talking about your show and how you might not be doing how you're not going to be doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for sure again. I'm just going to put it off for a while.
It really bugged me. I was talking to somebody the other day and they're like, oh, Mike's a musician? I'm like, yeah, he's a really good one. And
thanks.
It kind of annoyed me that they didn't even know that about you. And that's your own fault because you don't do it enough. People should know that. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah. Should we do a tight hour?
Where are we at?
52.
We got 8 minutes.
You got 8 minutes left.
Start getting some gold.
I got regret from some of the things that I've said on here, and it's really easy to put my foot in my mouth in a situation like this. And
like what?
I don't know, like the frontier thing, the tree thing. I hated that. I wish I hadn't said
that. Oh, no. It's you know what?
And I wasn't trying to make light of it at all.
I'm not going to be that guy. It's not.
I wouldn't know, but I don't want it to come off like I was trying to make light of it. You to think that.
I'm not that guy. I mean. There was a point like Tuesday or Wednesday where I started laughing thinking about it. Like,
just how absurd it is?
How absurd, how good of a person she was, and how much she held everyone together and all the work she did and all the...
It's like a Far Side cartoon almost.
Yeah, and it was like a fucking tree falls on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I was like... And I know it's not funny, really, but I was like, it's just so insane. Like, she's the least selfish person in our family by a fucking long shot.
Right.
Just not even in the ballpark with the three of us or my mom or my dad. She is the most giving, the most, you know, the most accomplished. My brother keeps calling me every couple hours and he's like, do you remember when Nikki was a kickboxer? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. He's like, do you remember when she wanted to be a professional skydiver and she had like 250 jumps? I'm like, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
You did it once, right?
Yeah. I did it twice. Never again. Unless some hot chick asked me to go skydiving. Then I'm all over it. But, you know, I just forgot all the shit she did. Like, I'm reading this stuff about her that people are writing. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot she did that. Like, it wasn't Riverdance, but it was another kind of Riverdance show that toured the world, like 3,000-seat theaters and stuff. And she did that for, like, 2 years. And then I forgot she was in Titanic, and I forgot that she was in... She's in a bunch of shit.
I forgot she was in Titanic. Yeah. I remember you telling me
and
about
that. And I forgot like all the, how many students she had.
She had stories from the set too, right?
Yeah,
she had
some tons good stories. Of stories. Yeah. Good, tons of pictures too. That was back in the day when you could just bring a camera.
Yeah. They didn't care.
Like, because my dad went down there to see her like 5 or 6 times over the 6 months she lived in Mexico. And just brought a camera. There's pictures of the boat and all the shit. Yeah. No one said anything.
Yeah. Nowadays.
Imagine that now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just walking around taking pictures of the set.
Dude, I went to see a screening of that stupid Pride and Prejudice and Zombies movie a couple of days ago. And they shook every single person down on the way in with a wand. Like, we're TSA getting on a plane, and they confiscated everyone's phone and put them on the back. They did the same thing for Star Wars, but I expected that for Star Wars, not the fucking Pride of Zombies and Prejudice.
Are you familiar with that new company that's around now to avoid cell phone videos?
No. Do they scramble it or something?
No. Here's what it is. This is spreading too, by the way. Uh-huh. It's getting big. The first person that did it was Hannibal Buress, and he was playing a 1300 seater. And this company has their little bags with a magnetic
you say
lock.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go in unless you put your phone in the bag and close it, and it's locked.
Uh-huh.
You can still hear the phone ring.
Oh,
can't get to it, and it unlocks when you cross the threshold of the door.
That's kind
of
cool.
And Hannibal did it, and Chappelle did it.
So you keep it on your person. Now, here's the problem with that, though. The idiot that forgets to turn off the ringer, and then they can't even turn it off once it starts ringing. That's an issue.
There's going to be a problem, but you can't shoot video.
Right. Well, you can't take it out. You can't play with it. You can't do anything.
Correct. It's just,
that's pretty great. And that's so simple,
and
too.
Chappelle did, I think, I don't have the numbers, but he probably did 10 shows in a row in New York, and they use that system, and he said it was phenomenal.
I'm thinking, like, you know, ways like radio waves to like scramble signals and stuff, and this is just like concrete thinking.
Yeah,
just put it in a goddamn bag and lock
it. The problem with the scrambling the signals or blocking the cell signal is that's illegal.
Yeah, because of emergencies and all that.
Well, because it's a First Amendment issue or something. And
yeah, but you can have rules.
No, when I bought the cell phones, when I bought the scramble, the self blocker.
Well, they don't want people doing it just willy-nilly without, but you should be able to run a business and have your scrambler with signs saying we scramble.
Yeah, I just think it's a federal offense to block someone's cell signal.
I don't see how that's real.
It is real.
I don't think it's real.
Do you want me to look it up right now and
no,
show
I
you?
I don't.
Because I did look
be
it
honest
up.
With me.
Yeah.
How many times have you thought about religion since this happened?
A couple times. We've had a few fights about it, and there is a part of me that was like, I wonder if we shouldn't have cremated her.
No. Really?
That's the only thing. Is
why?
I'm like, what if we made a mistake?
Because in some beliefs, that's a bad thing.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Think so. I don't think so. I've never heard that. I'm sure there's some religion somewhere, and I'm going to get emails about it, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
But No, that's a weird thought to have, Mike.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Can you see how valuable religion would be in a situation like
absolutely
this?
Yeah. And I can also tell you that where I questioned it was, I questioned my decision to not believe in it.
Yeah.
In a higher power.
That's what I'm saying when I asked you how many times you
thought. But I mean
about
where it I thought about her, and I, because not believing and having someone that you really really care about and really close to you just all of a sudden get killed
and just not exist,
it really makes everything seem bleak.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, that's right. It so it's just done,
right?
And then I'll be done, and then you'll be done, and then the kids will be done someday. And
because
just,
your mom gets to like think that Nikki's fucking with her in the kitchen with the keys.
Yes. Yeah.
And that must be so comforting.
I would rather think that. However, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but
I'll be the judge.
I don't want to think that she's watching us.
Oh, I see.
Because I masturbate. Not now, I'm not doing it, but you know what I mean? I'm going to take some time off.
I knew exactly where you were going.
But I don't. Yeah,
when
I don't,
you said watching. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to think like, oh, she's watching me go to the bathroom. Great.
She's not. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, we've talked about religion plenty on this show, right? Yeah. We can poke fun at Ty Ty because he's got his religious beliefs, yeah. which he does not ever, ever bring to the show.
I know,
doesn't force it on us. It's reverse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like reverse because usually it's the Christian trying to push it, and it's us like pushing our agnostic ways on him. Not that we're saying come on to our side, but we're poking fun. But I think you and I can agree that we don't believe in anything in particular, but we're open to anything that might happen, right? So
yeah.
believe whatever yeah. whatever you want right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you could watch anything, if you were got crushed by a tree and you now had were omnipotent, you can see anything you wanted to see, are you going to be watching you masturbate? No. So don't worry about it. She's focused somewhere else.
You got a good point.
She's focused somewhere else.
Yeah, you got a good
She's not going to be like, hey, Mike's going to the bathroom. No. Nah. She's probably watching someone do a drum set.
How would that be heaven?
Oh, my God.
That's I'm in heaven. It's real. Yeah, but guess what?
You have one person you can
sit
watch.
In that chair 24. And watch this person live their boring-ass fucking life. That would be hell.
It's like a Twilight Zone where the guy thinks he's in
heaven. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's kind of like a little scatological.
When you go to hell, you have to watch somebody who has a boring life.
And it's like, what's worse than living a boring life? Watching a boring life.
That's the best.
All right. We went a little over an hour. I want to let you go and go home and get some sleep. I will see you tomorrow.
Again, you don't have to show up, but I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. We're going.
Keep in mind there might be traffic.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be traffic. The 101 shut down.
Driving down there on Saturday is sometimes comically bad.
Yeah. We'll try and leave a little early. But we'll come. We'll have some ice cream and maybe join in the silence. The silence. I'll say hello to you.
You think it's going
to
be silence?
Well, that's what you said you're going to do.
No, it's not silence.
You're not going to talk to each other.
No, we're not having like a formal like now so-and-so.
Everyone
sit
down.
And
yeah,
take, yeah.
There's no focus.
It's not doing that. It's going to be my brothers and my dad and
I'm just picturing you guys all in a row somewhere. Behind like a big long table and you're just like scooping ice cream
that
not saying anything.
That might be it. No.
Not
no,
saying
no.
a word.
No, that's
silent.
Not the plan.
No?
The plan is, I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I really don't know. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
By tomorrow night, you will know what the plan was and you will have executed it. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I won't be such a downer next week.
I don't believe Mike when he says that he thinks that life is going to be precious now to the point that he wouldn't post something about Persians. And
oh, no, I'll still do that. Okay. I'm still going to be racist.
Thank you.
I'm just not going to take... No, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the change is. I hope there is a change. I hope I'm less callous and I hope I'm more thoughtful towards people, and I hope that I take people's feeling. You know, you might be familiar with Teresa Strouser. I sent her a Facebook message, and I went, I feel weird telling you this because, and I'm not, I just told her, I go, I see all these posts you post about your brother, and I would see him and go like, oh, again?
Really?
And I go, and now I fully understand, like, you, it's nice to hear from people. And it's nice to hear people say nice things about your relative. And it's comforting.
Right.
And she's like, I know, I would have never known it was like this. Because her brother died like 13 or 14 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you told her that, Mike?
I was just telling her that I see these posts and I just ignore them because I think this is a stupid place to post.
Okay, that's
about
how you put it.
Personal...
You said that you ignore them.
Yeah,
you
I go,
you didn't
I...
say anything like they were annoying or anything.
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I told her, I go, I just disregarded them because I just thought this is not the right place to do that. This is like a jokey internet website. It's,
right.
You know.
Well, to everyone, it's different. It's...
But, yeah. But and she was like, I know. She goes, I never thought I'd rely on it this much for comfort. And
it's because it's immediate gratification for a grieving person.
Yes.
You can put it out there and you can see other people responding to it and you realize you're not alone.
Well, it's not people even responding to anything I've said because I've done very little. But it's like looking at her page and reading what people wrote about her.
Right.
And how she did this for them and she did this. And then I took this class from her and she did this. And I remember seeing her play here and play there. And you're like, oh, this is nice.
Right.
You know, I like hearing nice things about her.
She, I mean, life is not fair. But in the 47 years she was here, it sounds like she lived more of a life than most, like, 80, 90
years.
It's
come up dozens and dozens of times. And her
not to sound hokey, but it's
what her boyfriend was saying, she was busy every minute of every single day, 7 days a week.
Right.
You know, he's like, she got up at 6 a.m, she did yoga, then she did this, and then she taught at this school on Wednesdays, and then she ran your dad's business on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then she did all your shopping for your mom, and then she cleaned your dad's place, and then she did gigs 2 or 3 nights a week, wow. And then she, you know, took the kids to all their practices, took them to their swimming lessons, took them to ballet classes, everything. Did everything for everybody.
She's like your polar opposite.
I do some stuff you for just, people.
You do some stuff. I'm not talking about just for people. I'm just talking about all this stuff. You drive to the desert and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about that too because I thought Sunday, I think I'm just going to be too tired, but I thought Sunday I'm just going to cruise out and sit on the edge of that volcano, but that probably would not be the place to be.
No. You don't want to go out there.
So sad.
Yeah, it's sad and lonely by yourself, or it's awe-inspiring if you're with people.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I called my sister Ashley, who I don't know why, but she's the one that I have in my head in place of Nikki, and I had a nice long 30-minute forced conversation
good,
on her.
Good.
In light of all this, and I cried while I was talking to her, which probably weirded her out a little bit. But and she was at work. I'm like, no, you're going to talk to me right now. I don't care. Put it down. Put the keyboard down. All right. I don't even know how to. I never had know how to end a show. Regardless, but any final words for tomorrow?
No.
No.
I'm just exhausted. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you have to drive home now. So
that's all right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening and for all the support that you've given Mike, and we'll continue to give Mike, and we'll be back with something probably a little closer to normal next week.
Yes.
Who knows? But thanks for listening.
Otherwise, 2 years from now.
Can you imagine? It's the grieving fucking.
I can't get over this.
No, you're not. You're never going to get over it. I know.
I just want to get to where I'm. Yeah, I don't know what I want to get to. I don't know.
Life is a fucking dark comedy, man. It really is.
Yep. Right.
Good night, everyone.
Next show is from heaven.
Don't we? What? You're going to the crater, and now you're saying heaven? We're going to end the show like we give kisses.